President Karzai's swearing-in coincided with news of two bomb attacks in Afghanistan today. A suicide bomber killed 10 civilians in the south of the country. An earlier attack claimed the lives of two U.S. troops. The bombings highlight the fact that the rising violence in Afghanistan affects everyone, Afghans and foreigners alike. The World's Aaron Schachter spoke today with some foreign residents of Kabul.
Wahid Omar is an Afghan-American working with a 10-year-old U.S. charity called Afghans for Tomorrow. He lives in a walled compound with his wife and teenage daughter, and that's where the family was today.
We are on a lockdown. We can't go out. We have to stay home. Maybe we can go back to work next Sunday.
Omar says today's security was higher because of the attack in late October on a United Nations guest house in Kabul. That incident scared a lot of people and their employers.
A lot of organizations are putting, you know, more security close to their houses. There's more bunkers, you know, there's more sandbags. You have the impression to live in a war zone, actually, because of all of these things.
And that's just how the Taliban wants it, says Alex Thier. He's an expert on Afghanistan with the U.S. Institute of Peace, based in Washington. He just returned from Kabul. He says the Taliban is not in control of the capital or of northern Afghanistan, another place that has lately seen a rise in violence. But the Taliban is able to instill fear among foreign staffers with occasional spectacular attacks. Thier says he worries that international agencies will soon wall themselves up so much that they won't actually be able to help the Afghan people.
The status quo is failure. There's no question about that. But I do think that there are critical changes that we can make. I think it's fundamental that we still have a significant portion of the Afghan population on our side in favor of what it is we're trying to do.
Thier says one of the critical changes to engender even more support would be a greater reliance on locals, what he calls the Afghanization of our efforts.
And we'll all be better off for it, because the Afghans will be increasingly in the lead, and they're much more effective and capable of being able to deal with the security situation.
But in the short term, there's a real concern about the biggest international agency in Afghanistan, the United Nations. UN officials have consistently said they're not pulling out after the guest house attack. They've just temporarily reduced staff to retool security. But many UN workers are not happy. On the one hand, they're demanding more security. On the other, they're bristling at being housed in bunkers, unable to go out and do their jobs or meet socially. Another criticism being bandied about is that walling off neighborhoods and fortifying living quarters actually creates targets. This man, who doesn't want his name used, works in Kabul with an international healthcare organization. He previously worked in Johannesburg. He says the random attacks in Kabul are far less frightening to him than the fear of being robbed or carjacked in South Africa.
I mean, the past couple of weeks have been, you know, really disconcerting with the election and stuff, but 90% of the time, I mean, I do feel safe living in Kabul.
The man says his organization is preventing employees from going to certain restaurants or shops, and there are curfews. But on the whole, he says his life isn't so bad. But the fact remains that as President Hamid Karzai begins his second term in office, Afghanistan's security situation is worse than it's been since the U.S. overthrew the Taliban in 2001. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.